We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Pull up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Nah, I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels, some people wanna kill their sorrow. Some people wanna fit in with the popular, that was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'ma get f***ed up, filling up my cup. I see the crowd mood changing by the minute, and the record on repeat. Took a sip, then another sip, then somebody said to me, why you baby?
I want Mike Cunha to know that he was our number one option today, Crowder, because earlier this week he was on the show, and yeah, I felt like Hawk was a little rude to Cunha, and he told him he was like our seventh. Are you like, yeah, you're our seventh option or whatever? Like, I want Cunha to know I woke up today with every purpose of having him on the show.
Yes. Well, let's bring on, like I say, a smart man that would understand my angles on these arguments that you want to bring up with me.
All right. Well, I want to set this up properly because this is something we've talked about today on the show, and it was something that you and I got into yesterday. And so right before I even introduce Mike Cunha, explain again what it is your take is here between Nick Saban and Pat Riley.
That Nick Saban is a better head football coach in college than Pat Riley is an NBA executive. I didn't even think that was controversial till you made it.
Shameful. But let's talk to Mike Cunha. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Mike Cunha, sports anchor, CBS4 in Miami. You can follow him on Twitter at Mike Cunha CBS4, and he joins us now. Cunha, I'm upset with Crowder because it's an easy take to have about Saban being a better college football coach than Pat Riley is an executive, but don't you think we owe it to both of these legendary figures to really look at a body of work? Don't you agree? A body of work to compare them equally.
Well, first of all, let me say thank you for letting me be your number one choice a lot. I always liked you more than Hawkman. I don't care if he's not here. I'll say that. I think the problem with the argument is you're kind of comparing apples to oranges when you talk from executive to head coach. And I guess you can make the argument that Nick Saban is the top executive because he's the highest paid, public figure in the state of Alabama. But he's a coach. And he doesn't have a salary cap. He's not dealing with trades. He's recruiting kids. He can get effectively whoever he wants because of his body of work. So if you went by strictly championships and wins, then yeah, you would say Nick Saban, but I think it's unfair to Riley to kind of compare him there because as an exec, Riley's dealing with a lot more different issues than Saban is.
But Mike, I think you're better at your job than Solana is at his, and they're very different jobs, but you're just superior to him at what you do on a daily basis.
Questionable.
And like you're saying, you're 100% correct. I don't know how, we got into this yesterday. It was the hate for Saban that South Florida has. We played Nick Saban's interview again yesterday, Mike, and people just hate this man. And I don't have a problem with Nick Saban. In the interview, you saw it. I was nice to him. I had no problem. I had no problem when he went to Alabama. Players had no problem when he went to Alabama. But, yes, I do believe that if you say – in their own personal lives, and you're 100% correct. Nick has to deal with the kids and the eligibilities and all that stuff, where Pat has to deal with salary caps and acquiring players and whale hunting and all that. I really do believe Nick Saban's better at his realm than Pat Riley is at his realm.
Yeah, that's and I think that's totally fair to say, and I agree with you. I think the Nick Saban hate down in South Florida has gone on for way too long, and I think it was overblown from the start. You just move on.
What?
Like, coaches move on all the time. Like, I think him leaving Miami, it was a big deal at the time, but after a couple of years, whatever. We all know he's a better college coach than he was in the pros, and that's perfectly fine. But, yeah, I will agree with you, Crowder, in that sense. If you just sat them next to each other, you obviously Saban's championship numbers are just insane. And the run he's had in college football is, well, there's going to be documentaries about this team. We've seen documentaries about the U and everything, but this Alabama run under him is astronomically different than anything we've ever seen in college football. So that's why I think, you know, Crowder, you make a good point.
Well, this clearly is not panning out the way I expected it to. I mean, Cunha, I brought you on here to be the voice of reason. Yeah, I mean, you know, I went to my Cunha to be the voice of reason here, because I said earlier today that you are the when I want things to lean my way, you're a good arbiter here. Like, you're the guy I go to. I don't think this is a fair comparison at all, and I don't think it's fair to say he's a better college football coach than Pat Riley is an executive. Pat Riley, in a sport like you're saying with caps, and in a sport where it's totally different, you have so many different limitations and rules, landed the biggest star this game arguably has ever seen in LeBron James. He pulled him away, the homegrown kid in Cleveland, he pulled him away and set up a situation where the biggest athlete to come out of high school ever in LeBron James couldn't win a championship in his hometown, and Pat Riley made it possible in Miami. And like I said when I brought you on, body of work, Cunha, Nick Saban failed as a head coach in Miami. Failed. He tried to be an NFL head coach. He failed, and then he lied to the people of Miami. He told them he wasn't leaving Miami. He looked into reporters' eyes, and he lied to them. And then 3 days later, he booked it to Alabama. He failed as a head coach. Tell me where Pat Riley has ever failed in anything he's done. He was a college basketball player. He was an All-American. He played in the NBA. He was an NBA champion. He was a head coach in several different stops, NBA champion, or got to the finals. And then as an executive, you could argue he had the best run ever as an executive in the NBA.
You know, you certainly can't. But listen, you asked me if he's a better executive. And also, when we look back at the Big Three era, how much credit will be given to Dwayne Wade for making that happen, you know, in juxtaposition to Pat Riley? Because I think there's going to be some shared credit there, right? So, and I'm not taking anything away from what Pat Riley's done. Pat Riley is a GOAT, maybe the greatest executive, you know, in NBA history. There is no arguing that. But when you compare those two things strictly head-to-head, Nick Saban as a college coach, Pat Riley as an executive, you can look at Saban's successes. And by the way, sports, there's failures in sports all the time. You know, I don't think – but you, if you just look at Saban's successes against anyone in any category ever, Saban's going to be up there or ahead of most people anyway. That's why I thought – The question itself in the beginning was kind of unfair to both, but, like, you know, sure, Pat Riley's record is, you know, pretty damn impressive, Hall of Famer in his own right. But
have some, you know, guts, Cunha.
Like,
have some guts, Cunha. Oh, take Riley. Take the GOAT. Come on, take Riley. Have some guts.
I feel like I'm having guts going against Riley. It hurts. You know, it hurts, but that's if you wanted me to compare the two, I think that's the honest truth.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm not bashing Pat Riley. Like, this is LeBron versus Jordan conversation. These are two greats at what they do, and that's why the conversation was there. But Mike, I wanted to move on, man. A big story right now is the NFL and NFLPA talking about, you know, if a game is canceled for a outbreak of unvaccinated players. The team will have to forfeit. The teams don't get paid. It seems like to me this whole thing, the NFL is trying to force or manipulate their way into getting guys vaccinated. Is what it seems like to me. What's your take on this whole this whole thing that they're not going to make up games if COVID was to get a game canceled?
Well, it's money, right? I think that's what it to me comes down to. So if a game's canceled, the NFL is going to get their money because they're going to, you know, they're going to fine the teams and players won't get paid. The NFL at the end of the day always wants to make sure they maintain the money that's supposed to come in. So that's where it is to me. That's what it seems like it's always been about. And it's not just the NFL. It's a lot of different businesses. We have an interesting, really interesting path we are about to embark on here this season. Because remember, last year, I believe it was the Titans had a huge outbreak and ended up having to play like a Wednesday game against someone.
Yeah.
And you're talking about the playoff implications had that game been canceled could have been huge. So, when it comes down to it, I think the NFL really looks at the dollars and that's what they're protecting more than anything. And you know, you hear this stuff about, you know, an assistant coach getting fired today for not getting the vaccine. This is opening a whole new can of worms, and it's just starting. Like we haven't even hit training camp and this stuff's already happening.
Yeah, and there was Jalen Ramsey came out and he was saying, you know, because they're not going to get paid. Like, and this is there's the have and the have nots in the NFL, and league minimum now is like $650,000, $700,000. So people are like, hey, that's a lot of money, but it's not when it's compared to the quarterbacks making $40 million a year. So like those higher paid players are Jalen Ramsey saying, hey, if I miss a game check, I miss a game check. But that third round offensive guard this year, like, he can't miss a game check. So I think this is going to be a very divisive situation, divisive topic in the locker rooms. How you feel about that?
So you make a good point. And I wonder if this is what ends up happening. If, you know, the teams know who's vaccinated and not, does that affect who they keep on their roster, you know, when it comes down to cuts during the preseason? If, let's say, you know, a cornerback for, we'll use the Rams because we're talking about Jalen Ramsey, you know, doesn't want to get vaccinated. So are the Rams going to now take an extra corner and just sit someone who isn't vaccinated just to prevent the virus getting within the locker room? Say, hey, look, if you're not going to get the vaccine, we can't risk a loss on our record because you don't want to get the vaccine. So we'll put you off in a bubble. You can practice off-site until you're ready to come back. So that's, you know, I'm wondering if we're going to see some teams take action against their stars to make sure they're playing. I think that's where maybe we could head down that road, because, you know, one loss here, a loss there because of an outbreak, that has huge implications. It affects the rest of the team. It doesn't just affect the win-loss. It affects game checks for their team. It could affect game checks for another team. So do you start keeping extra players at positions, maybe not based on necessity because of talent, but more so because of who's vaccinated and who's not?
We're talking with Mike Cugno of CBS4. Mike Cugno, earlier today, you were actually at a pretty cool event I saw on Twitter. You can follow Mike Cugno at Mike Cugno CBS4 on Twitter. So Eddie Alvarez, he was he carried the flag today for Team USA. He's a local kid, and you were at was it his gym in Doral, like the gym he worked out at in Doral? I saw you tweeted it, the Locks gym. And there was basically like a bunch of family and friends there supporting the not only local kid, but part of the Marlins organization, and he has a chance to do something only six other people have ever done, which is win an Olympic medal, which he already did in the Sochi Winter Olympics, and then also do it in the Summer Olympics as well.
Yeah, so his brother Nick owns a gym in Doral, and Eddie and other MLB players, you know, use it a lot to train, get ready for the season during the off season, lift. Guys who are signed or unsigned, you know, they'll hop in there all the time. And so they put on a big watch party. The whole family came. And you want to talk about somebody having maybe the best year of his life. Eddie getting called up to the majors, making the playoffs with the Marlins, having a son, getting married, then making the Olympics again in the summer games as opposed to winter games, then getting the flag bearer honor. I mean, he sacrificed a lot. It's a lot of time away from the family, from, you know, his young son, Jet. But he's maximizing these opportunities. And it was really cool to see, you know, his family and all those kids, because a lot of kids train there, like middle school, high school, college kids train there too. A lot of those kids came out and supported him this morning. They were up bright and early, 6 a.m., getting ready for the opening ceremony. And, it was really cool to see a lot of support. Also really cool, his dad was telling me that Michael Phelps actually called them to say congrats for being, the flag bearer. So he's having an incredible year as far as an athlete's concerned.
Yeah, I mean, that's how you know you're big time, when you get the call from Phelps. I saw you also tweeted out or retweeted he met Bam Adebayo. That looked a lot of fun today, right? Like the whole Team USA singing happy birthday for KD, who was like so you could tell was just so uncomfortable with that whole situation.
I'm dying to know if Bam did that over the the practice incident where he didn't give KD the ball back after KD made a basket, and then KD kind of called him out.
KD was wrong. Bam didn't take the ball. Like I think KD was wrong about the whole thing.
I can't tell because the camera's moving back and forth. I was trying to figure it out, trying to watch that ball. But the fact that Bam is in the frame and just giggling like a little kid as KD is so upset, to me it looked like a little bit of revenge for the social media post. So that's got to be question number one the next time Team USA is made available. Who started that? Because there was a sea of U.S. athletes singing happy birthday to Durant. It is hilarious.
He's Mike Cuño, CBS4. Our first choice today, Mike Cuño. You were our first choice today. We appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thank you, and I apologize to Pat Riley. I meant no offense. Blame Crowder. Crowder, I'm gonna use you as a shield if I ever run into Pat in person. You're great at what you do. Didn't mean anything by it.
I got you, baby.
That's Mike Cuño there, CBS4. Getting Cuño in trouble there, Crowder, because of Pat Riley. The Pat Riley hate. I don't like it.
See, now you're like calling it hate. It's not hate. It's an evaluation of two grown men great at what they do.
I'm going to have to find a Pat Riley book on Amazon. Send it to you. Get some culture flowing through your veins. I'll do that in this break. And more Hawk and Crowder next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I think healthier food actually just tastes better.
Ridiculous.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.